If Pete Rowan is on the grounds, would he please come backstage? Bill Monroe wants him. If Pete Rowan is here, we changed the program. I should have had the programs here, but instead of just having a group go and perform 45 minutes or longer, not appear twice, we thought we'd keep them about 20 minutes or 30 minutes. So, Pete, if you're listening, come backstage. We'd like to introduce now the fellow that started the bluegrass music. And we'd like for you to make him welcome. Give him a big hand, because he's been here all week working on this festival. And he's, without all the entertainers, we couldn't do it, but certainly without him. I got the idea from him and the fellows that worked with him. Make welcome, if you will, Mr. Bill Monroe and all the bluegrass boys.
Howdy, folks, howdy. The Bluegrass Boys are glad to be here tonight on the second Bluegrass Folk Festival here. And I know you've been enjoying everybody that they've played here for you already. I'd like to introduce my gang here. And on the left-hand side with the bass fiddle is my son, James William Monroe. And let's give him a hand here tonight. What do you say? Over on the right-hand side here with the little fiddle from California is Richard Green. And let's make Richard welcome. And on the right-hand side with the five-string banjo from Washington, D.C. is Lamar Greer, and let's give Lamar a hand. Now on the left-hand side, the boy that was late again. You see, as we work now, the old-timer that all the bluegrass boys I used to have was they was always on time. But anymore, I have to punish these boys when they run late. So he won't get a chance to sing a solo now for about 6 months. Pete Rowan, let's make Pete welcome. Come on. We're ready, and I hope that you're ready, and we'd like to do a number for you called the Panhandle Country.